actually had a whole shakla v'tarya. Is our orta or is our yamama? Is our larva asar? Okay. Leil Seder is Leil Tesvav. In Yiddishkeit, always the night comes before the day. And Bedikas Chametz is a full night before. That's what we know of the Emes. Our larva asar. Is Bedikas Chametz exactly by Shkia, by Tseis, a little after, a little before? We'll discuss the details. But catch on, the Gemara had a havamina that Oyer Larba Asr means the day. And the Gemara spent two blocks discussing, does R mean day, does R mean night, does R mean light? I have a question. If R Larba Asr and Lamaskana, it means night, Shkia Tseis, after Minchamadiv, we'll see exactly when. What did it mean in the havamina that you're supposed to do it R in the day? What did that havamina mean? The two blocks we were holding there. When was Bedikas Chametz going to be if it was Oyer Lar Bar Basar by the day of our Basar? What did that Mandi Omer mean? Because I have a question. Why would you need a candle? We know you need a candle. The Mishnah says for Arhaner. The Gemara of Zion learns it out from Xeris Shava. What would be the purpose of a candle? A candle is by night. I want to add that the Rabbeinu Chananel here brings the Yerushalmi, other Rishonim also bring it, and the Tziv brings it. I want to put it down. He says like this: Yoytzer Or Uvayre Choshech. Hakadosh Baruch Hu created Or, and He created Choshech. Or does not exactly mean the sun, because for the first 3 days there was Or without the Shemesh, without the sun. But let's talk about Or from the sun, Or Hachama. But then what's Choshech? There is, I was going to say a misconception, but it's more than a misconception. There are Rishonim and Goyim that hold like this. That Choshech just means the absence of Or. When there's light, and when there's no light, so it's Choshech. Like if we would totally seal off this window, it's Chatzos HaYoyim right now, but if there would be a way of totally sealing off these windows, like really totally, and turning off the light, it would be pitch dark, right? Pitch dark. But would it be Choshech? So those that hold that Choshech just means the absence of light, so it would be Choshech here. But we are going to go today, light the sheet that Choshech is a Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. On which day of the creation did He create it? On day one. And it had nothing to do with the sun. There was no sun. But He created a Metzias called Choshech. The Rishonim explained that in the Metzias of Choshech, a candle shines brighter. A candle shines brighter. Kacha, that's the Metzias. When there's Choshech, not the Choshech of Mitzrayim. By the Choshech of Mitzrayim, it was a different kind of a Choshech. It was a Choshech that a candle is not going to shine. But in the Choshech of this Bria of Choshech, it's going to shine brighter. And the Yerushalmi says there were people hiding in a cave. And when they were hiding in the cave, they weren't able to know when it was day, when it was night. And they needed to know when to do the mitzvahs of day and when to do the mitzvahs of night. So they lit a candle. And when the candle started shining brighter, they knew it was night. There's another Yerushalmi that actually brings that Rabbi Yochanan would know what time it was when he was in a cave, because he knew exactly how long he learned, meaning he would learn a certain mesechta or a certain parak, and he knew exactly how much time. He measured his time. Amolik Balagolas would say, how long does it take to go from Pietrikov to Pinsk? Mesechta beitza. Beitza kosher, beitza kal, I don't know, but they would measure it with a mesechta, with a zman. You would be able to know. You would know what to measure this man. But getting back to our Yerushalmi, the candle would tell them. Now, I already declared, when does the candle start shining brighter? Shkio it says. And again, there's no sun. Someone asked me, how did the Choshech get into the cave? The Choshech is in the cave. It doesn't come from the sky. It's in the Bria. When does Choshech start raining? With a G-N in the middle? How do you say? Yeah, when does the Choshech start raining? Shkia? I wasn't sure. I had a tzad seis. And I had a tzad, well, the candle knows. I had a tzad, does the candle slowly in a process start shining? Or is it like a one and done and it suddenly starts? Kamoikei, when does a candle start? In the beginning of the day, when does it suddenly, again, does it slowly flicker or does it suddenly dim? Like, miyadi, but when does that happen? I was thinking by Alois.
But it's still dark.
Klapi ma? Yeah, it's dark, but there's no chayshech. That's my point. I'm explaining the difference between dark and chayshech. By Alois, Hashachar, it's dark. Which is why I'm coming to ask the kasha on the Pnei Yeshua, that the Pnei Yeshua says, how could the Gemara have a havamina that you do bedika by R of Yoim, l'chayra meaning Alois Hashachar? What's the purpose of the candle? So he says, oh, because it's dark by Alois Hashachar. Shkoyech, but there's no choshech. The purpose of the ner is that the ner shines brighter when there's choshech, not when it's dark. What's more, when you're doing bedika by Alois HaShachar, the bedika is going to take a couple of hours. By the time you're in the middle of the bedika, it's going to be already not dark either. But that's an interesting shaila. Similarly, I'm not up to it yet, but the Magen Avraham brings the day that you're supposed to start bedika by shkia, and they say, oh, shkia, it's starting to already get dark, chayshik, which one? A little bit? I'm not sure. We have to work out the details. Now, someone asked me, a flashlight also shines brighter in chayshik? In chayshik, not in dark. Or only a candle, a bazunga. There's a hargosha. You know, some people do bedikah with a flashlight, some people do it with their phone. You just know that there's a minute to burn the candle with the chametz. So whatever candle you use, put it with the chametz. Now, the Gemara says what?
LED
what?
LED light, incandescent light.
Okay. We'll talk about the lizard first. LED probably even by dark, without choshech. Now, the Gemara had a havni that bedika is by day. And again, I ask you, Rashi says mefurish on the face of an aleph. In that havni that bedika was by or of day, when would you do bedika? Rashi says mefurish, by alois ha-shachar. As I stand in Rashi, many Rishonim don't like that. And I just asked now, what would be the purpose of the candle? Now, spoiler, the whole two blot over here, the Gemara brings attempt at 15 and miskana 5 riots that actually blibe that oir is night, urta, lailo, not day. And Yidishkiya would say, as we'll soon discuss, the five riots that blibe, if you chazered and went through that base and of gimel, are from Bedikas Chametz, it's a brisa that's brought down, from Masi and Masuois, of the burning the, lighting the things for Chodesh, Mapelis or Lishmoinim, from Noisar, and from Vida on Yom Kippur. The Maram Chalava asks, why did you need to bring five riots? One riot would have been enough. He says this Gemara was a conglomeration of different Batei Medrash, and each base Medrash brought their raya, whether it was from Yuma or from Krisis or from Rosh Hashanah or from Kachem of Noisar. Each base Medrash brought a raya from their Shita. Now the Baal Amor and the Raya have a machlekes here at the beginning of the sugya. The Baal Amor brings, you know, Shmuel ends up bringing a brisa that says Leil Arba Asar, and that catches on klar what it means. How come the Mishnah didn't? So the Baal Amor says, because Pesach Dvarecha Yair, cute, the beginning of your words should light up, and I think that's what he wanted, and at the beginning, you know, the Gemara discusses that you're supposed to be Pesach, talking nicely, but Zudr at the beginning of the Masechta, you talk nicely. And that's why at the beginning of the Masechta, the opening word is R, but afterwards it could say Lila. Zudr Raidit, off an art, and the Hagois Raidit on the wrist, he argues, he says no. He says, and he says, by the way, for the other prices we mentioned about Yom Kippur and the Noisar and all the ones, whenever it says R, and it means Lila, and we know that R means Lila, but when the Gemara, the Brais, the Chazal, chose to use the word R, they had a reason, they had an agenda, and the Raivid clearly says, the reason, I'm not going to go into all the other ones, but the one for Bedikas Chametz, the Raivid says, the reason by Bedikas Chametz, we say R, and not just Lila, to teach you that you should do it at the beginning of the night. When is this man of Bedikas Chametz? Says the Raivid, it's a big Chiddush, we're going to talk about it in the sugi right now. It's not all night, just Zrizim Magdim and do it sooner. No, the Zman of Bedika, Bezunder, is Tchilas HaLayla. What does Tchilas HaLayla mean? Big Machlekes HaPoiskim. The Magen Avraham brings it on, and there's Rishonim already, Rabbeinu Menoyach and other Rishonim that say that the Ravid means from Shkia. When are you going to daven Mincha Ma'ariv? Well, Mincha, you could do Mincha Gedoyla with a Chazar Tzashat or not. But what about Ma'ariv? Oh, you'll daven by Plag. That's what they used to do. I don't know, again, nice, I hear. But again, I'm asking a question. According to some, the Rabbeinu Menoyach, the Magen Avraham, others, also, but that's the Ravid, that when the Ravid said that Or is Bezunder, is saying not stand by night, go early by night, it meant go early from Shkia. Is it already Choshech by Shkia? Is it already dark by Shkia? Something to think about, but from Shkia. Alternatively, the El Yerava, the Chof Yaakov, the Alter Rebbe, the Graz, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, they say no. The Ravid means from Tzeis. Catch on, from Tzeis. Now, he just meant, don't do it 10 o'clock at night, as soon as it's 6, or right away at the beginning. Again, this is very important. According to the Rabbi, there's a factor in the sugya. We have to know why. But there was a bezunder takana to do the bedika, but not us reason, not us, let's get your act together, let's rush things up. No, bezunder is a takana, you have to know why, to do it at tchilas halayla, and that's why the Mishnah went out of its way to say or and not layla. If it would have said layla, layla could also mean later on in the night. It said or, the beginning of the night. What does beginning mean? Machloikis, Magen Avraham, Rabbeinu Menoyach, from Shkia, others from Tzeis. When is Tzeis? Well, when there's three stars out. But when is Tzeis as far as, you know, in reference to Shkia, in minutes, if you don't mind? Anybody knows, like, when you're supposed to do Bedikas Chametz? Someone who's Machmir, Bederech Klal, Al Nech, from Agantz Yor, they say Krishma, Midayraisa, 72, or even 90 minutes after Shkia. When should he do? The guy right out there, right out here? No, Birnbaum said they were supposed to It was supposed to be in. Someone was supposed to take care of that. Mom is right there. No, he's not going to understand. Until 1 o'clock, tell him. Echad, shah echad.
Yes, Boshir.
He speaks English. Okay. Where was I up? Oh, so if this guy, if you want to be Machmed or Raidit, a brisker, that Bamis, he would not think of saying Krishma before 90 minutes after Shkia. Wouldn't think of it. When should he do B'dikas Chametz? When should he do B'dikas Chametz? Like a 95, 110, whatever he finishes? Or no, B'cholikon on B'dikas Chametz night, when he, does the Raidit factor of doing it earlier override to, that he should maybe, a little bit mocked him his Krishma? Something to think about. Okay, but that's a very important Nakuda driver. Now the Gemara starts. Hash for the Kaimalot or Orta. Oh, we spent 2 blocks thinking that Ulai maybe R means Yamama. But now that we caught on it's R is Orta. When is Orta? Seis or Shkia? Frek the Gemara, Rak Rega. Michi. Bein the Rav Yehuda, Bein the Rav Meir. Chametz and Yosrael, Mishay Shar Sulamala. What is this? A total interruption. Chametz starts being Osir Ba'achila. From Chatzois, Midoy Raisa. Chatzois, Hayoim on Erev Pesach. It's a sugya later on, and we're going to talk about it. Midrabbanon, Rabbanon added 1 or 2 hours earlier that it's Asur Ba'achila. They didn't make Asur other Yisurim. They made it Asur Ba'achila. Rav Meir, 1 hour, Rav Yehuda, 2 hours. Frek the Gemara. On a perfect day, that's from 6 a.m. Not from 6, yeah, from 6 p.m. Perfect. 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. 24 hours, 6 to 6 all the way across, yeah? A 24-hour day, the perfect day. So Chatzos is at 12. So Midaraisa, the Chametz starts being usher at 12. But maybe Midarabbanan, they said already from 11 or maybe even 10. The 5th hour or the 6th hour. Chatzos, by the way, is the 7th. You're entering the 7th hour. Now, Frek the Gemara, V'bal inchanami Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda have a machloikis of Midarabbanan. They added an extra hour, or they added an extra 2 hours. But on a deraisidic level of the crunch time is by chatzois. So frek the Gemara, I have a kasha. V'nivdoik b'shis. What time is shis in our system? What? 11 o'clock, the 6th hour, the beginning of the 6th hour. 1 hour before chatzois. Why? Why is that the kasha? Because the kasha, listen, the chametz is going to be stopping us by chatzois. So let's do the bedika 1 hour before chatzois. Now, zok, Rabbeinu David. This is only shver if you held R was orta. R is orta means you do the bedika way back the night before. What time? Either 6 p.m. or maybe 7 p.m., whatever. Aber l'chayra, you should do the bedika at 11 a.m. at the 6th hour. Zav Rabbeinu David. But if you would have held R as yamama, then it wouldn't be shver. Why not? Because R yamama, maybe it's shkoyach. R yamama, maybe means 11 a.m. Says Rabbeinu David, no, not true. Avad, if R is yamama, yamama we already said. What does yamama mean? Alois HaShachar, and this kasha of Nivdak B'shis is Shver L'Kuliyam. Only the next kasha, which we're not up to yet, that's going to ask the Nivdak B'tzafra. What does B'tzafra mean? Alois HaShachar. That's only Shver if you hold Oriz Orta. If you hold Oriz Orta, yeah, Oriz Orta. Aber why? Lama, why did Chazal say Orta? Taka do it from Alois. But this kasha that we're asking you should do it is Shoshis. But I want to talk about this kasha of Shoshis. Why did they think you should do it in Shoshis at 11 o'clock? First of all, Frek the Prima Godim in the Rosh Yosef, it's in the Marmakimus. How long does it take to do B'dikas Chametz? I don't know. Every people, every person is different. Shteitim Priya Godim, Shteitim B'dikas Chametz takes an hour. Takes 1 hour. I mean, if B'dikas Chametz takes 3 hours or 8 hours, this, how could you start from 11 o'clock? I mean, I heard there are people that it takes them more than 24 hours, so they start even before. I don't know. You know those people. I don't know the place. But Pashtis, the Gemara is asking starting from 1 hour. So the Priya Godim says, it depends on the size of your house. It depends what the cheder is. And I think it depends what cheder you learned in. Not cheder, cheder. It depends what kind of chinuch you had. If B'dikas Chametz takes multiple hours or 1 hour. I was hearing a suggestion. The Gemara means 1 hour if you're so inclined that it takes 1 hour. And if for you, B'dikas Chametz takes 2.5 hours, so start 2.5 hours before Chatzos. If it takes you 5 hours, start 5 hours. Shis was an example. If a guy takes an hour, start an hour before. And per se, for every person, lav dafka genoy. Now, Rashi says, Bein Rav Meir, Bein Rav Yehuda, the iflugu b'masnisin b'har chokah d'avid rabbanon l'doy raisa, but chometz eini osam in atoira b'bal yeiro uva'achila ele mishay shoyis, mishabr shay shoyis, kid laminam ach cholok, split the day in half, and also from another makarashi is referring to a gemara daf hey, lois yishchar al chometz, dam zivchi, that the carbon pesach is the starting point of shechting, the carbon pesach is from chatzos. There's a very interesting Rashi. This is just an important interruption announcement. The pasuk says in the first, Lo yirol l'choshivas yomim. What are those 7 days? From Tesvav to Chafalof Nisan. Lo yimotzi l'choshivas yomim. What are those 7 days? From Tesvav Nisan to Chafalof Nisan. In Yiddishkeit, when does Tesvav Nisan start? By the night. Shki, it says. Does Bal Yiro start from Chatzoy Sayyim? We know from Chatzoy Sayyim it's Aser Yit Chometz. But from Chatzoy Sayyim there's already Bal Yiro. And the Moisir L'Rabbonah. It's a huge machlokes rishayim, where the Bal Yiro starts from Chatzois, or Bal Yiro starts from the night. For the record, chorus of eating chametz for sure is only from the night. Chorus. You don't get chorus if you eat chametz during those 6 hours from Chatzois till the night. Isser Hanah is a big tumul. Tashbisu is even a bigger sugya on the hair, I didn't say it. But whether there's Bal Yiro only from the night or from Chatzois is a huge topic. There's multiple stiris in Rashi as well. What would you say, but what does Rashi say on the dalet over here? Chometz, any osim in atayra, the Bal Yiro, v'achila, let me show you, it's quite clear in Rashi that this Bal Yiro from Chatzos. This is going to be a problem, because there are other Rashis that are mavur nistazoi. There are other Rashis that are mavur yazoi. In Baba Kama Chavtes, and other wavelengths. I'm not giving you the whole rundown. We're talking about that on Daf Hei. We're on Daf Dalet now. And tomorrow we'll still be on Daf Dalet. But when we get to Daf Hei, we'll see about this topic. But I want to mention, Anakuda, if you will, the Ezer Hashem in the future, handle the topic of whether Bal Yiro, literally, the pasuk, La Yiro, Shivas Yamin. Does the Shivas Yamin start at night, or does the Shivas Yamin start 6 hours before? Maybe if it starts 6 hours before, it should end 6 hours also earlier? The pasuk says not. Ad yoyim ha'echod ve'esrim ba'orev. To bavarn that toye. But it's about they're going to flow over to the what's it called? But what's Midrabban? No, Rashi says Midrabban here. No, the Rabbanan is the extra hours before. From Chatzos is the Ra'eding Osam and Ateira, the Bal Yiro Be'achila, Mefarish. Did we ever say that Rab Nochem said that Bal Yiro is not only a lav, it's also an essay? See to it that you should not have the Chametz. Do preliminary actions in advance that so you shouldn't have the Bal Yiro. I want to leave a thought that maybe we can split, that maybe the essay of Bal Yiro starts from Chatzos. What Bal Yiro is telling you, hey, get your act together, starts from Chatzos. But literally, the lav maybe is only from the night. We'll see if that holds. But anyways, Rashi fears also here that the question is the bedikah should be at the sixth hour. So I'm up to that stage right now. We're asking that maybe why did Chazal, or maybe even Midaraisa, was there a din to do bedikah the night before? Bedikah should be 1 hour before Chatzos, if Bedikah takes you 1 hour, and if Bedikah takes you 2 hours, do it 2 hours before. Do the Bedikah before. A lot of problems I have. No, he says that the trigger is only the next kasha. Nivdek b'shis was shver even on everybody.
Why does the Gemara start with?
The Gemara starts for the next kasha. It's prepping it already for the second kasha of Nivdek b'safra. That's what he says. He says the first kasha is an interruption, and we're prepping the Bahashta for the next question. Oh, what's Bedika for? That you shouldn't be ever Bal Yiro or you shouldn't come to eat? Machlokes. According to Rashi, for Bal Yiro. So what do we care about if Chametz is already Asr Bachila? You know, the Gemara said that Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, Chametz is already Asr Bachila, Midrabban. Well, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, when is Chametz stopping Asr Bachila? Midrabban, but when is it stopping Asr Bachila?
10 or 11.
How could the Gemara ask to do Bedika at 11? You're doing Bedika at 11 at already 10, it's Asr. The Gemara says, since Midaraisa, the Chometz is Asr at 12, the 7th hour, so do Bedika at 11, the 6th hour. Hey, you should be doing Bedika, like Rabbi Yehuda, at 9, the 4th hour, an hour before it becomes Asr Midrabanan. Someone wanted to tell me, a big Chiddush, it means that, it means kind of pace. For the Midaraisa, it would have been an hour before, but now that it's not, maybe work your way backwards. It should be an hour or two even before that. I don't know if that's so gishmak. I also don't know why you're using a candle at these Bedikas at 10, 11, 9 o'clock at night. I have other problems. The Gemara says, Haboidik, Sarach Shigivatel. When is the latest time you're allowed to do Bittel? When is the latest time you're allowed to do Bittel? Midoraisa from Chatzos, Midorabonah that they added an extra hour now. Not so pushy. I don't know about 10. 10 is a balagan for sure by 11. There's a sheet that at the 10 is something else, but at 11, Akoponim, it's Osir. So the Chayr, Haboidik, Sarach Shigivatel, you better be should be doing your Bedika before in order that you should be able to be Makayim, your din of Boydik Sarah Shiyavatel. You're not going to be able to do Bittel. Someone said you'll do the Bittel right before you start the Bedikah. Or you'll do bedikah for 59 minutes and then do the bittul then. Why can't you start bedikah at 12? Why can't you start bedikah at 12? What? Start at 12. Takes 1 hour. That's for the regular guy. It takes 1 hour. Why can't you start at 12? Why are you going to have problems? If Bar Yoah starts at night, and if the Shema Yavi La'ach, like, you know, if the 11:10, I forgot to say, there are those that say that at 10:11 it's not a problem, because since you're searching for it, so the worst is, if you're not going to eat it if you're searching for it. So, I want to say a Chiddush. Is it possible that maybe Vinivdak Peshis means the end of the 6th? It means start at the 7th? Do we have permission to say that? Do we have permission to say that Vinivdak Peshis should mean at the 7th, at 12? Well, tell me a reason why I shouldn't start Bidik at 12. What? I'm not worried about I'm not inside the pshat what the word shis would mean. Can you do Bidik in Chatzos? Is there a problem to do Bidik and start Bidik at Chatzos? If Bidik takes you an hour, and I'm starting right at Chatzos, is that a problem? Shema Yavi La'achloi. As you're searching for it, you're going to eat it? Okay. Let's go to another step. Again, the whole lineup again. Now that we hold that Or is Orta, we went through that whole issue that we had inside that maybe Or means Yamama. We said no, Or means Orta. Orta means the night before. Frekta Gemara, why are you doing the Bedikah the night before? Do the Bedikah B'shis, which the Chara means 11 o'clock, 1 hour before Chatzos, assuming the Bedikah takes you 1 hour to do. So the Gemara, have a teretz. The Chitaimus reason Makdima L'mitzvahs. Very interesting Gemara, the Achronim have warned this. Zrizim Akdim and Mitzvah, Rabbi say, is a personal thing. Chaim Yankel has a mitzvah to do, and in the misgeret of that mitzvah that he has to do, it takes him a whole day. He has a whole day to do it. And we say, you have a whole day to do it? Do it at the beginning of the day. You have a whole night to do something? Do it at the beginning of the night. Zrizim. You have a month to do something? Do it at the beginning of the month. In whatever unit form of situation you have, personally, to do a certain thing, an Indian, a mitzvah, be nizaros. Here we're talking about Chazal. We're talking about Doiraisa. We're talking about when Chazal is telling about when you should do something. Shtein is more interesting Chiddush. When Chazal are being ma'ayin to establish the gedarim of something, they also are supposed to factor in Zuiz and Makdima. This is not your regular average Joe, literally meant, what he should be doing in Zuiz and Makdima mitzvahs. It's what Chazal, and Shtein is more, that also is a Kaveya. Frekti Gemara, great idea. That makes sense why you shouldn't do Bidik at 11 o'clock. Because Zuiz would say to do it earlier. Frekti Gemara, fine. So Nivdoik Bitsafra, what time is that? Alois Hashachar. Why? Why not the night before? Why not from Yud Nisan? From Rish Chodesh, Ben Hazman, I don't know. Says the Gemara Zay. Dichziv uva yoyim hashmini ima basar alosay. We know by Bris Mila, there's a din on yoyim hashmini. V'tanya kol yoyim kulei kashal amila. A person could do Bris Mila the whole day. From Alois, l'chathchila from Netz. No, l'chathchila is l'chathchila from Netz, no. Bris Mila. I don't remember. But a kabbalah from Alois? What? Vayashkama from Rambam was from Alois. No, the Vayashkama from Rambam was quoted. There's no Vayashkama from Rambam about Bris Mila. The Vayashkama from Rambam is by the Akedah. And the Gemara is making it sushto. The same way every Chaim Yankel, personally for himself, that has a chiv to do Bris Mila. And he could do the Bris Mila the ganze day. From 6 to 6. And we say, no, Zuiz and Makdim, you do from the morning. We learn that out because by Avraham Avinu, by the Akkad, it says Vayashkem Avraham Baboiker. But the Gemara is saying, from there you see that from Vayashkem Avraham Baboiker, that Zuiz never goes beyond, earlier, back, further than Alois HaShachar. The Gemara was still Shver, and now this is Gnoi Shver on the Mandam Or Orta. Because if Or is Yamama, hello, that is what it means. Gevaldik, Or Yamama, do it at Alois, don't ask questions. But if Or Orta, and you're doing it the night before, why are you doing it the night before? Do it by the day. And the Gemara brings in Vayashkem Avraham Baboiker. Now I want to veer off for a minute onto Vayashkem Avraham Baboiker. Tosis asks that it actually says Vayashkem Avraham Baboiker twice. It says it by the Akedah, but it also says it when he went to Davin for Sedoim. And what's worse is that the Gemara in Chulin, from this words, Vayashkem Avraham Baboiker, comes to a different conclusion. It doesn't come to the conclusion that Zrizin Makdim and Lemitzvahs is only from the day and not the night before. It comes to the conclusion that a person shouldn't go out Yechidi Balai, but don't raise at 3 o'clock in the morning, it's dangerous. Now we have a problem. You can't learn out both things. If let's say you're in your own home and you could do something in your house, maybe you should be mezaris even at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's only don't go out. Which detail are we going to get from Vayashkim? So Taisa says it's perfect. The two Vayashkim of Rambam Boikers are aligned to work out. Each one teaches us one din. Watch. I'll see from inside. Vim Taima. Hey, Frek Taisa. Hey, chimuchach mehaikro, this reason makdima lemitzvahs, and also that the ein makdim in tvei mitzafro. That's what our Gemara says, and it's a Gemara a few other places. But what about the Gemara in Chulin? Habeperek yiranosh, yolef rabavo mehaikro, seemingly the same pasuk. Spoiler, there's going to be another pasuk, but right now it's the same pasuk. The Talmud Chacham layezi yichidi b'layla. So Tosfos says, catch on, it says vayachem avro b'boker twice. The Eshleimer, the Hocha, our sugya, that's learning out the Yisraelis reason, makdim lemitzvahs only from the morning, muchach from the crow of Akedah. And over there, don't throw at me the, oh, you shouldn't be going out in the middle of the night thingy, because the loy hayyim na'avram ilotzes yechidi b'layla. First of all, shluchim mitzvah enam nizakin, v'oyed shneinu arav hayyimimai. And therefore, what conclusion do we come to? Zrizim makdim, from the morning. The Hasam, the Gemara in Chulin, over there is the vayashkim avram b'boker that it says by Sdoim. Over there, it wasn't a mitzvah. I mean, he was davening for Sedayim, but it wasn't a mitzvah that he was mitzvah to do. And also over there, he was haki yechidi. There was no one else with him. Shalai Hoya writes a shiur, but he didn't want anyone else there. He didn't want anyone else to see what's going on with Sedayim. So because everything is gevaldik. The vayashkim avram b'boker of Sedayim leads us to a conclusion that al yoytz yechidi b'alayim. And the vayashkim avram b'boker of the Akedah is for, and for bris milah and for b'digas chametz. As a general rule, that this reason my demon should be for the morning, and we're holding now by the kasha. Don't get confused. We're not holding by the teretz. We're holding by the kasha. Why? And it's true that the Mishnah says B'dikas Chametz is by night. Or is Orta. We have five proofs to that. But why is it so? Why did Chazal, why does the Mishnah say Or is Orta? L'chayra, al reason we should do it from Safra, and when that's reason, do it from 11 o'clock in the morning. There's a shtickle of Ha'ara. If you open up a Chumash, a Parshas Vayera, it actually says Vayashkem Avram B'boiker three times. Besides by Sedoim. By the Akedah, it says Vayashkem Avram B'boiker earlier in the parsha. When, no, by Girush Yishmael, that and the pasuk says Hashem is it was a mitzvah. It was a mitzvah. Hashem was mitzavahin to listen to Sarah and to do Girush Yishmael, and it says Vayashkem Avram B'boiker, and that's earlier, and it was a mitzvah, and there was no one else there, and he should, the Gemara should learn that from there. Zriz and Magdim on the mitzvahs. Bam kasha that deres I saw asked the kasha. One of the achrayim, interesting, their hair efshir a chiddush. Girush Yishmael was told that it's a sakana to Yitzchak. You got to get this guy out of here. He's dangerous to Yitzchak. There's no proof to the concept of Zrizim Makdim on the mitzvahs. Over there, Avada, you have to do Vayashkem Avram B'boiker. Why not earlier in the night? I don't know. But you can't glean out Zrizim. It's not Zrizim. It's Kol Rega V'Rega. Kol Rega V'Rega, you have a Chiyuv. If this is maybe a tzushtel, there's a famous shayla of the person. The person has two babies to mal. One is on the eighth day, and one is already an older baby. That's already beyond the eighth day. For whatever reason, you didn't do the bris milah b'yom hashmini. The lomdish rate is that once it's after the yom hashmini, there's a chiyuv kol rega v'rega. So they say that dafka the child who's, well, he's older also. He's a few days older, but dafka the child that's older, that it's not, but it doesn't have the milah, the milah b'zmana, dafka that one you should do first, because him, every rega, it's not also reason. It's mamish kol rega v'rega, you have to mal him. As opposed to the b'yom hashmini one, b'yom hashmini, there's not that din yet. That din only kicks in on the ninth day. And therefore, it's only else reason. Reason would be overrided by that. And now, we're going to get to the maskana. The Gemara fears us. This is a big arbit over here. Again, to enjoy the question, the Mishnah says, first that B'dikas Chametz is at night. And we started dabbling, you know, why should B'dikas Chametz be by night? The emissary, someone asked me, why are they telling us when to do B'dikas Chametz? Just do B'dikas Chametz. Every person, when it's Matim Fahim, they tell you when to buy the wool of Esrei, to bake the matzahs, tell you. Chazal learned out that there's a din, a kiveya of Azman, and Shis was a little bit too tight because of his reason. And now we're asking though that B'dikas Chametz should be by Alois HaShachar. So the Gemara answers, Omar Rav Nachmar Yitzchok. How many turutzim did Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok say? Most achrayim learn that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok said two turutzim. Now, you can read it quickly. You can read it even quicker. Maybe. But it doesn't going to change the fact that if you want to learn that there are two turutzim here, by the way, Rabbeinu David doesn't. Rabbeinu David says it's one big teretz. It's the oilam is home at night with the candles. Catch on. That's a good time to do it. One big vart. But I'm going to speak out now. Different nuances, and many are trying to go with this, and I want to make a topic out of it. Very geschmack. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok is saying two turutzim. Let's respect that. For a minute, humor me, let's talk about the first teretz and treat it with respect. Cut. Separately talk about the second teretz, treat it with respect. And then we'll start analyzing, and this is going to be geschmack. Everything's geschmack, but this is going to be geschmack. I have quite a few nafkaminas. I don't have 11 yet, But I have quite a few nafkaminas where maybe one teretz applies and the other one doesn't. That's time to think about it. Let's first do the two teretz. The erste teretz is the kash was du bediget 6 o'clock in the morning. Well, by the way, if 6 is nate, and you're supposed to start from a lois, and you assume it's 72 minutes, so start bediket at 4:48 when it's dark, but there's no chayshech. And hopefully by 5:48 it won't be that light yet, and you'll be using a candle. The erste teretz is no. You know why they choose the night before? Because that's when people are in their homes. It's an appropriate time. In those days, there was no electricity, so when it got dark outside, I was home. Where else are they? Night kollel. Where else? They're at home. It's ben hazman. What? Oh, the tzav ben hazman. I'm gonna get there. I'm gonna try to get there. Tzav ben hazman. Tzav ben hazman is living in his house. No, it was a night kollel, but they trusted you. They paid you what's called. It was ben hazman. But again, the erev the teretz is that people are home. One second, they're not. Wasn't the kasha to do bedikah at 4:48 a.m.? Can we get this clear? The kasha was, why do you do bedikah at 6 p.m. or 7:12 p.m.? Machloikis, we're going to soon see. Why do it at 4:48 a.m. the next morning? There's the terraces! Because that's when people are home. What? People are home at 7:12 p.m. They're not home at 4:48? They're not home? Oh, they're already on the way out. They want, I mean, you're going to start at 4:48, but it's going to take 2-3 hours. They're going to leave. What? Why can't you? Okay, I got you. But one second. One of the truths of my story is, some cipher says, the oilam is sleeping. At 7:12, the oilam is matzoi, meaning they're alert and ready to roll. At 4:48, tifa far shlofen. It was more appropriate time, 7:12, and the oilam is matzoi. What's the second teretz, though? Careful. I'm going to jump back and forth to two truths, and I apologize. The second teretz is, candlelight works then well. And passes the Gemara means at 7:12 p.m., going on for the next few hours. Great, candlelight, we said, candlelight shines in the dark. But at 4:48, the candlelight's not going to be so good. Now, L'chaira, technically, each one of those answers the kasha by itself. We're going to soon have fun. I'm going to throw at you a few different scenarios where maybe one teretz apply, one teretz doesn't. I tried saying that already. But before I get to that, first and foremost, the Gemara's kasha, that it should be done at Alois, is answered by either of the Trutzim. That's the point. The Gemara is giving two separate, distinct Trutzim. We're going to have fun with cheshbonos of what's going to be about different times I'm going to throw at you. But the blunt question, why don't you do it at Alois HaShachar? Two separate, each one on its own, legit Trutzim. People aren't around at 4:48 in the morning, and they don't have the candles being working well at 4:48 in the morning. I saw Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a kasha in Hagoyis Yaivitz. It's only in the old Gemaras. Couldn't find it in the new Gemaras. What about the kasha of a Nivdek Peshis? That kasha comes back. What does he need to ask? Listen to what he asks. He asks, V'nivdak b'shis is still shver. He says, people are home at V'nivdak. I don't know where people are. They're doing Ashtropolia's Ramazim and Karban Pesach, but he asks that V'nivdak b'shis comes back, the kasha. I don't get it. V'nivdak b'shis, candles is not a situation. That's one problem. Second of all, we already answered V'nivdak b'shis. The Gemara already answered V'nivdak b'shis. What did the Gemara answer? What did the Gemara answer to V'nivdak b'shis? What? Zrizim Magdil Mitzvahs. So what's he asking? Hello, the system of the Gemara was V'nivdak b'shis. We answered Zrizim. We said, what about Alois? And now we're coming to answer Alois. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, but what about Shis? I don't get it. Candles answers it. Zrizim Magdil answers it. And you know what he answers? This is Mamash Pella. He says, because at Shis, it's already Osim Midrabbanim. And we didn't want to play with the Midrabbanim. Then why didn't the Gemara say that? We asked that. The Gemara didn't say that.
There
you have Bazunda by Shis. I mean, that's what triggered his kasha. What?
He's asking our end, when we're not going with Zrizim Akdim. So once we're not going with Zrizim.
Who says we know? We never said my point is. We never said in the first we came from Zrizim. Zrizim remains to answer up, why not Shis? No, we left with the kasha of Alois. We left the kasha of Alois. Now I want to set up my chart over here. I have a few questions. Why not do Bedika Yud Gimel 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Quickly, Rabbi Yisrael. We have the reason of the candle, and we have the reason of Bnei Adam Metzuyim Bebateim. Why can't you do Bedika at 2 o'clock in the afternoon the day before on Yud Gimel? Why can't you do it on Yud Gimel 2 o'clock in the afternoon? So some people say people aren't usually home. Great, but I am. Why are you telling me to wait and delay it a few hours later? I am home. You're right, you wanted a cheshbon nice. To do it later, Alois, people aren't home. They're going to be away the whole day on Pesach. It's going to be too late. You're going to pass it. You're going to miss out. But if I'm available at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, then he ought to be betayim is not an answer.
One second.
I know the Mishnah says it. I'm asking a question. What? The Gemara had a right to ask questions. The Gemara asked, do it. What was the Gemara's two questions? Let's not forget this. The Gemara's two questions were, the Mishnah says you do it by the night of the early Adalit. The Gemara's two questions were, Shis and Safra. Shis we answered with Zrizin. And Safra, we're now up to the two Terutzim of B'nei Odom and Tzuyim B'Tayim and candles. And I'm asking a question. Do Bedika in the afternoon. So you say, most people aren't home, but I am. Teretz is the candle Teretz works. Have another kasha. Why not do Bedika Arul Yud Gimel 48 hours before Pesach? Are people home? If they were home, people are home, they're home. Candles work? Why do you have to do Bedika Dafka the night before? Do it two nights before. Maram Chalav asked the kasha. Neither of the Turtzim work here, right? Maram Chalav says, the oil, what was the lashon he used? The oil doesn't have the nerven yet of the B'dikas Chametz. When you get really close to it, maybe that answers your Gimel in the afternoon also. I don't know. I'm not sure. Every people are different. So there's Yerushalmi, which was in the Maram Akainis, which actually brings another Makar that it says, Shmartem es hamatzos, that Shmartem means that there should be a Shmira for 24 hours. So the Yerushalmi says, okay, so then go back even 48 hours. So the Yerushalmi answers back, what? So maybe do from Rosh Chodesh. And it's a Machlaikis. We don't have it here, but it's a Machlaikis. Pei Moshe and Karban Eidu, whether the Yerushalmi was being sarcastic or serious. Is the Yerushalmi saying, well, Shkodesh, and then do it from Rosh Chodesh? Or the Yerushalmi saying, yeah, great, do it from Rosh Chodesh. But if you're going to do it from Rosh Chodesh, when are you going to do it though? At night. Avad, you need to do it at night because of what's called? Because of Aranair. Now I have a Shaila. Why don't you do Bedikas Chametz? Ten o'clock at night. What's wrong with doing Bedikas Chametz 10 o'clock at night? 10 o'clock. On early Arbosa. What knocks 10 o'clock at night?
It's the candle that you use for the Suda
burn. Oh, 1 second. Careful. The kasha that we asked that you should do the Bedika Alois HaShachar or Shis. Shis was the reason. Alois HaShachar, we have Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, the two Terutzim. And now, in all honesty, I'm asking, why don't you do Bedika 10 o'clock at night, 2 o'clock in the morning?
Does anyone see that darkness gets more intense as the night goes on?
I didn't see in the Yerushalmi, in the cave here. I don't know how it works. I don't have to work. So it's even be better then.
Strengthening the question.
He likes strengthening the question. Excellent. So 1 second. So I found, and this was, to me, it was fascinating. It's a Machloikis Tzlach and Chasam Seifer. Machloikis Tzlach and Chasam Seifer. Each one says that only one of the two Terutzim of Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak works, the other one doesn't, on opposite accords, which if I'm going to be a Machutzif, if you agree to both of them, then neither Terutz works. But let me say it slowly. Or both Terutzim work. If you agree to both, you could also disagree with both. The Tzlach says, Or Haner Yofel Abdika means, people weren't rich, they only had very, very minimal amount of candles. You have candles for an hour or two. Afterwards, the candles go out. Maybe that's down on the right end. They specifically want you to do with the Bedika because you want to have available candles. Later at night, you probably don't have people. Every day make new candles from a little bit of tallow. They melted it and they had a candle for the hour or two. There was no electricity. When they got home, it was for an hour or two still dark, and then eventually they went to sleep, and then that's the ganze sach. So the maisa is that the teretz of Or Haner Yofel Abdika is saying, don't do it 10 p.m. Do it as earlier because the candle's going to run out. But as Motzi Bibotayim, 10 p.m., the Olam is also Motzi Bibotayim. And the Chasam Seifer says, Pumfaket. He says, candle. You have candles the whole night. He doesn't say, but he could have. Maybe it's darker, the Choshech intenses, and the candles even better. He says, yeah, but the Olam is not around anymore. The Olam is Shluf. So it's interesting. The Tzlach says that the reason you do it at the beginning of the night is because the candle factor falls away. The people are still around. The Chasam Seifer says the other way. No. And if you hold like both of them, meaning you disagree like both of them, then I'm back to my kasha. Do a bedik at 10 p.m. There's people around. That's what the Tzlach holds. Candles are still available. That's what the Chasam Seifer holds. It doesn't work like that. But that would be interesting. So again, if you want to wrap up what we did, we were learning up that Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak was saying to bazundere terutzim. And we're factoring in that Avad, both Terutzim, each one by itself, works to answer up for Alois. But which, if at all, of the Terutzim work to answer up Yud Gimel in the afternoon, late at night by Bedikas Chametz, and Arul Yud Gimel even the night before. The Yerushalmi says that you got to do it at least 24 hours before. I have a Shiloh. Interesting. Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. So when is the when is Leila Seder? Leila Seder is Moitzah Shabbos. Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. Leila Seder, Moitzah Shabbos. No Yaknahaz. Yeah? Moitzah Shabbos. When is Bedikas Chametz? Thursday night. Is there any, can I do it at 10 p.m.? Also, the reason of the, I'm sorry. It's Lachet Sam Seifer. 1 second. Can I do it? Can I do it even Wednesday night? Meaning, does the reason of the Yerushalmi, does the reason of the Yerushalmi suddenly change?
Right,
does the reason of the Yerushalmi apply? You know, for the record, we do Bir Chametz also that year, and we mocked it to do it at 10 a.m., 11 a.m. Hello, do it. You're having Shabbos Shidus early after Nates with Chametz. What's the difference if you're burning the Chametz Friday? Elamai, we say like this, always plug, cut and paste. You have to know if those details apply. The Gemara for Zois, Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to have to still do this tomorrow. We're going back to tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem, to the Sugya of Masker V'Soich. It's going to take a few days. But we also have to first do Abaya. Just let's say the words. Amar Abaya. Hilkach Haytzur. Merabana leliftach bin the taisar nani arbeisa. The lemishle shmeitzav. The mitzvah. We're so hung up that the bedikah should be early. Don't even be even mivat l'seger limud. That's a noise that we have to talk about. We will, but we are also going weiter.
The way I wanted to understand it was that the Ar Hadera we're using as a Raya, the Mishnah only said Ar Hadera. So Elamai, nothing looks like a Din.
No, it's more than that. Right here. No, it's more than that.
Elamai, we'll learn up.
I got you. Right. This rhymes, but it's more